Blog Talk Radio.
Talk about things that really matter to Americans, and that is sports. Now, we got a lot to talk about before we get into the pit. There's a lot of really good games coming up. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun. So buy some extra guacamole, get your chicken wings, get everything, an extra case of beer, whatever it's going to take, and you're going to be glued to the television all day, as rightly you should. Well, Rodgers goes down. We all saw that. He goes down. Well, he's already, he goes on the McAfee show quite a bit. And you know, Aaron Rodgers is not afraid to, well, speak his mind. It's another reason why a lot of people like him. He doesn't care who, he doesn't care what you think. He is who he is, and that is it, period. Well, he's already hinting at a comeback. Now, the chances are very slim. If there is anybody who can do it, I would put my money on him. However, there's a big, 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 big but. If the Jets are in the tank, no, he's not coming back. He ain't coming in to mop up the puke off the floor. No, 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 no. He's coming in. If they're still in contention, if they've got a chance, and it looks pretty good with the schedule moving forward, he comes in somewhere around week nine, in somewhere in, you know, give or take a week. If he can do that, chances are very slim. But let's say he comes back week 12. Happens if Wilson goes down? Well, if he can do it, you know, I would say he could do it. But he ain't coming back if the Jets are in the tank, period. That's just bottom line there. Well, the Jets, and I'm going to bring Viper on board here real quick because the Jets, there's a lot to talk about. The Jets are now long, they don't control the first round pick anymore. It's kind of weird. They got those poison pills, and it's kind of a weird deal that they made. Well, Rodgers had to finish out like 96% or something. He only got four snaps and it goes down. So it'd be interesting to see how that all works out. But Cup is still out. What a shame. You know, really what a shame. I just hate watching guys go down because I like to see them out on the field. And I feel bummed this year that Rodgers is out. Because I really wanted to see that season. Well, now I got to wait another year if he can even fit in with the Jets. What if the Jets have moved on and all the guys they brought over, well, they move on. Then what? Well, I don't know. It's a year away. We'll figure that out, you know, later. There's a lot, you know, to contemplate anyway. But Kelsey looks like he's in. Let's bring Viper on board. Viper, my good friend, welcome aboard and happy Saturday.
Good to be here, Captain.
Hey, we're going to have to start doing a Tuesday show because a lot of the stuff that we're about to talk about is already a week old, you know, and after what happened last week, I thought, I don't know, I want to get your opinions, your thoughts, but I was gainfully employed watching these games and thoroughly entertained. You know, I thought it was a great week, a great opening week all the way around, except for Rodgers going down.
I agree. I mean, I think it was a good opening week, good matchups, very entertaining games, competitive games. I mean, outside of the Cowboys, Giants, there really wasn't any blowouts. It was all pretty competitive.
Well, the only blowout was San Francisco. They blew out oh my god.
They blew out
the
Seattle. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The Dallas got the Giants.
Dallas got the Giants. San Francisco, oh wait a minute. There were two blowouts. Yeah, Dallas got 40-0 over Giants. San Francisco got, well, where's my from our picks last week. Why can't I remember this game? Oh, Pittsburgh. That's right, Pittsburgh. But, I mean, Pittsburgh didn't even show up. Probably why I didn't remember. I mean, really, I could not believe Pittsburgh really did not. They didn't show up. I really.
Well, that's because Seth didn't show up last week, and he's a Pittsburgh lover.
And he picked Pittsburgh. And Brother X picked Pittsburgh.
Yeah. By the way, how did all of us do last week?
Well, funny you mention that. It was kind of pretty good. You were on top with 11. I was second, 10. Brother X was third with 9. And in the rear with beer at 7. Well, I got screwed over by my home team. Screwed me over. Seattle didn't even show up. That was ridiculous. Cincinnati screwed
up. Well, all
you
four of us picked Seattle.
Yeah.
All four of
you
us picked Seattle. None of us fought the Rams.
And Minnesota. None of us picked Tampa Bay. But I do like this Tampa Bay team, man. They've got a resurgence. And I'm telling you, Mayfield, but how can you do it next week? Okay? We saw last week. And last week, yeah, we saw a lot of things out of some of these guys, Mayfield and some of these rookies, but now you got to do it again. And sometimes doing it once you like blow your wad, kind of a crude way of describing it. You know what I mean? So we'll find out.
Yep.
We'll find out. There's still a little left in the tank, but nice pick with Cleveland. Cincinnati, I think. Say Cleveland beat Cincinnati. Cincinnati beat themselves. They didn't. That was, I don't know. I don't know what the hell that was. Sloppy, lazy. So.
Well, you could definitely tell Burrow did not get any reps in preseason, and it showed. I actually think the rain helped Cleveland because they pretty much dominated the ground game, and the passing game usually doesn't fit well in a rainy, non-friendly environment like that. So the rain helped them a little bit, but the running game is what really got it done.
I'm glad you brought that up. It's funny you brought that up because Seth is on the line, and when you brought up rain definitely helped out Cleveland. Well, Seth sure remembers that Yankee game, the bug game, with Jabba Rules, and the game in Cleveland. Now, in Cleveland had their own bug spray because regular off that you spray, that stuff doesn't work for these bugs. They love that stuff, so they're more attracted to it. You've got to use a special spray, and they didn't have it, and they were attacked by the bug. Oh, let's see. Seth, welcome aboard Saturday, and do you remember that game? Cleveland. Indians.
Not so much, but happy Rosh Hashanah, everyone, and Shabbat Shalom.
You don't remember that game there with Jabba picking the bug game? That was a big game here in New York.
Oh, no, a little bit here and there, but there's been so many weird things in life that have happened with sports. I can't remember them all fully.
Well, you know, Cleveland is that kind of a place. Cleveland is. It's got nasty weather. It's got nasty people. Cleveland is, if you've ever been to Cleveland, you know what I'm talking about. They may rock, but it's an armpit. I love them. I mean, you do. You got to love Cleveland. Well, hey, look, they showed up, and Cincinnati did not, bottom line. Cleveland said, we don't care. We want to win. We want to play football.
No, what most people don't realize is that the Cincinnati Bengals against the Cleveland Browns, since the Browns came about, since they were the Ravens, and then blah, 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 they came back even then, this has always been an interstate Ohio thing. And
sure,
these teams have always been weird. They have been defensive battles, 10-3, 7-15, whatever. And then they've been offensive explosions, 53-50. And it doesn't matter the records of either of these two teams. So that this was week one, this didn't surprise me too much. But the Browns aren't that good, and the Bengals aren't that bad. Let me just put it that way.
Right, exactly. Going over, no, absolutely, 100%. And again, week one, that doesn't mean Cleveland's going to the Super Bowl. And it doesn't mean Cincinnati's going to be, you know. But it could happen. I mean, we've got some really good teams. Minnesota is already now 0-2. We got the Chargers. Could go 0-2. We've got New England could go 0-2. Cincinnati could, but I don't think they will. But and Kansas. I hear somebody talking, a girl or something. The radio. Hear that, Seth? Sounds like a. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna call back. I don't know. This sounds weird, so I'll call right back.
All right, Viper, where are you?
Sounds fine on my end.
I don't know. Did you guys hear that, though? It sounded, I don't know, like a little girl talking or something. Or get hacked?
You mean like the lost bit? You mean like the casinos all over the country? Did we get hacked?
We might be hacked. I don't know. Let's hear Seth. Can you hear us again? Welcome aboard.
Yes. Yes.
So, are you at a casino? Because I hear something. I heard a...
No, is it me then?
I don't know.
I don't hear anything.
I you sound good now. I don't know. I don't know. Well, anyway, let's continue.
Well,
Minnesota,
you usually sound great all the time.
Yeah. Well, Tampa Bay and Minnesota, I think it told us something. One, Tampa Bay, I think, you know, stands a puncher's chance of taking that division because the only real competition they have is New Orleans. And the other, sorry, Carolina and can't remember the other team. I'm sorry, but we're not looking at much here. So, you know, hey, and Mayfield coming over, and Mayfield looked good. But again, you got to repeat. You got to do it again next week. So, but Minnesota has shown, well, first of all, they already made it known that they don't want Cousins coming back next year. So I understand that the notion of bringing Cousins over, but you can't really do it to the Jets. You can't do it now. You got to wait till like week 4 or 5 if Wilson goes down. Let's just say for whatever reason he starts to suck again. But what if he doesn't? But here's the thing with the Jets. I really believe that the Jets have such a good team that it doesn't really matter really at this point who they're putting in as quarterback, because as long as they just don't get in the way and they don't, you know, screw the game over, just do something stupid, hand the ball off or throw it 5-10 yards, it's all you need to do. Look, they've got defense, they've got offense, they've got special teams. They've got it all. I think the Jets, they got a good team.
No, but I mean, when you look at really great defensive teams that have basically won Super Bowls, look at the quarterbacks sometimes that have been attributed to winning these Super Bowls. And one of them you can say is Trent Dilfer. And, hey, just don't fumble the ball and don't throw an interception. That's all you got to do. And this defense,
just don't get in the way. That's all you had. Just stay out of the way. Drop the ball off to somebody else. And just, you know, because, look, they've got special teams. They've got, and they play with the urgency.
No, the Jets have a running back that can get in 2 carries 109 yards.
No.
Yeah, you got a running back.
Well, look, here's my take on it. And I want to get your guys' take on it. On that game, the Jets came. They came to play football. They didn't come to win. They didn't just come to play the game. They came to win regardless. And when Rodgers went down, I think they just said, I don't really give a damn. We came here to win. We came all the way here to win. And we're just going to – no, we're dressed and ready to play. We're going to do it. And they did it. And I really do believe – I think the Jets are going to still be in contention because of Wilson. Sometimes a quarterback can make the team, and sometimes, you know, I mean, look at Garoppolo. He never did it. He never had any flash at all.
Yeah,
but look at where
Do you think, though, with Zach Wilson saying what he did about any quarterback ever coming into the Jets and teaching him and making that comment, and then now Aaron Rodgers, when he did come in, he actually helped out Zach. And Zach actually took it in a good place.
He matured a lot from last year. You can see it in his poise. You can see it everywhere. He matured a lot.
And now you're like, you got still a good quarterback with Aaron Rodgers probably being out for the rest of the year, if not up until next year. And the guy should just retire, but whatever.
Well, I'm going to tell you where I saw it on that game. I'm going to tell you where I saw it in that game. There was a moment right after Wilson threw the first interception, and he goes back to the bench, and he's there with Garrett Wilson on the bench and a couple of the guys around. I knew the Jets were going to be okay, and I know Zach Wilson has repaired his relationships by the way the guys were talking to him. By the way they were interacting with him, they were helping each other. And that's a testament to Robert Saleh and the culture he's created. Now, I disagree. I don't think the Jets came to win. I honestly believe even after losing Rodgers, the Bills blew the game. I mean, Josh Allen did stupid stuff that he was doing the first 3 years of his career, but the last 3 years he wasn't doing. He kind of got but that fumble again. I mean, he was making stupid decisions, and I think the Bills defense, I think they laid back. Oh, Rodgers is out. I don't think the Bills defense played as well as they should have because we knew the ball was going to go to Breece Hall. But where I saw the maturity in Zach Wilson was after that interception, you know, he was at the bench interacting with his teammates, people around him helping him, and I go, that's a much different relationship this year than last year.
Well, I noticed the same exact thing, but I noticed at a different point. It was we're in the huddle, and it was just a time where they were – and you were right. You saw the interaction with him last year. There was no interaction. He was like in the plague. You didn't come anywhere near him. I did notice that too, absolutely. But you're right. The Bills did choke. But you watch the Jets, the way they played, I mean, hey, they were having a lot of fun. Well, winning will do that.
Oh,
when
yeah.
You've got, when you know for a fact you have the upper hand over your opponent, you are going to play loose and free and have a lot of fun because you know you have the control. The Jets had control of that football game from the very beginning. The Bills gave it to them. They said, we don't want this. It's a hot potato. Get it out of here. We don't want it. It's scum. Oh. So the Jets said, okay, I'll take it. I'll take all control of this football game. And they did. Now, do the Bills come back? Got a good, be a good game, the Raiders. And, you know, could Garoppolo beat Allen? It's going to be a fun game. I think it might be a little tight. I know the spread up a little bit. But we'll get into some of these spreads. There's one that's crazy. It's an 8.5-point spread. We'll get to that. Seth, you got those ready, don't you?
Yep.
Okay, we're about almost ready. But, a lot of good takeaways. We still got a few minutes before we get to the picks. But a lot of good takeaways. The Chargers showed again. And I talked to Brother X today. I said, if the Chargers, if they go out and they lose this week, I'm going to Elvis them. They're going to be dead to me, completely dead to me. I'm not picking them ever again. Well, how many times have I said that? But, I mean, enough. The Chargers did, I mean, they've got everything they need. And they got a $54 million a year quarterback. You know, maybe that's why they don't have anything else is because they've got it all in the quarterback, Piper. I mean, is there a little bit of that? And same with Cincinnati.
No,
I
think they're still missing some pieces. I'd like to see the offensive line shored up a little bit more. I'd like to see the play calling a little bit different. I mean, I think they're a little too pass heavy for my taste. And I think that, you know, that lends itself to being very predictable. But I mean, they do have a lot of pieces. I just think they've got a really tall order with the division they're in. I mean, we all agree that's a tough division.
Yep. Well,
so
it's
a tall order. I mean, I think Herbert is doing everything within his power to make that team successful. And Eckler did get 100 yards last week. He had 117 and a touchdown. I think they got to stop people. I think they've got to, you know, it's early in the season, but
Chargers
they're 30th in the league in points allowed.
Right, but they've always been they've always been within the game. They have never, I don't think I've ever seen the Chargers really blown out ever. They're always right there where they have the opportunity to win the game. They just don't. And they are the most frustrating team. Since we did it, I have been following when Rivers was still, when Rivers go out and score a bazillion touchdowns, and then friggin' defense give up a bazillion in one. it's like, you know, the kid was like, what is the point? I go out here, the more I score, the more they give up. Sports is frustrating.
What's your take, Seth? What's your take on the Chargers, Seth?
Oh, I think they're going to be fine. You played a great game. You lost at the last minutes, seconds. No, this team is still a playoff team, but the bad thing is the AFC, every loss is going to count at the end. And is this the game that's going to take you out of it? I don't know.
Miami did look pretty good, too, though. I mean, Hill is beast. It is going to be kind of hard once that Miami offense is in full swing, if you will. They're just a touchdown machine. So, but Chicago is still a mess. Green Bay still owns Chicago. I think that's funny. Chicago. What a mess.
All the Bears fans were so excited about the improvement of Justin Fields, and I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Really? Wow.
And I think even more shocking is how bad the Bears defense is.
Yeah, wow. Poor Bears. But, New England, I'm starting to wonder. I started to wonder a couple of years ago. Has Belichick just given up? He doesn't seem to have that same culture that he had before. He's not cracking the whip anymore. I don't know. It seems he was missing something. Belichick should be able to turn that team that he has into something more competitive than what is coming out. So, but Philly is still funny. But still, it's the way they lose. And when I watch the way they lose, I know they tried to keep up a little bit, and they did have a chance, but I don't know. It's just, I guess, I wanted them to win. They didn't. So I'm pissed. But, Viper, though, am I losing? Does it seem like Belichick softened? Did he get a cat or something?
No. I think the roster just isn't what it used to be. I don't care how good you are as a coach. If you don't have the roster, you don't have the roster. And, obviously the big loss is Tom Brady at quarterback, the stability, the experience, the fact that they were, they could practically predict each other's moves. They fought the same way. They have pieces around him that were good enough to win. And I just think that, that cornerstone quarterback where Belichick's got a connection with him and the staff in place, Josh McDaniels is gone. He dumped Matt Patricia, who's a joke. So that's getting better. But I just think there's a core to every single team. And right now New England doesn't really have a core. The core was Teddy Bruschi, Tom Brady, Stephen Gilmore, those types of players, And they still seem to have that. And Belichick is still a good coach. I don't think Belichick's lost a step. I think he's lost some talent.
Well, I think there is something to that. But, I don't know. It just seems like, who knows? Well, anyway, you got to get to the – but Giants, you overachieved last year just like everybody thought. And I don't think Dallas is all that good. I just think the Giants – well, the Giants show up. And again, that's what you have to do now. You got that one extra game that can make or break your season. You either have a winning season or a losing season. That's I really do like that extra game. Anyway, cap real quick before we get a week. Viper is at 11. I'm at second 10, Brother at 9, and Seth rear with the beat at 7. So he's going to put it up this week, Seth. I know you are. All right, week 2. Seth, are you with us? You got the numbers ready?
Yes, I do. Week 1, Green Bay Packers versus the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons at home are giving away 1.5 points.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Week 2.
No, I know week two, but I haven't even given the game yet. I go by CBS Sports on that game yet. So the first game, and I do like this game. And I believe Mayfield is going to get a lot of confidence coming in. He's going to go to Chicago in Tampa Bay. And the people in Tampa Bay, you know, are like excited again. And you know they're not going to go in the Super Bowl. They've got a good team. And they're going to show up. The crowd's showing up. The team's showing up. Chicago. What are the numbers on that one, Seth? Chicago in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, the Chicago Bears are playing against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers at home are giving away 2.5 points, and the over-under is 41.
Definitely see it. I think I know where I'm going. I feel confident. Is going to do this with confidence to make Viper. Could this be like a bit of a trap game? Could Chicago come out there and say, you have to take us seriously? Or
personally, don't think so. I think. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that Tampa Bay's for real. They had a good win last week, an unpredicted win. But, oh boy, that Bears defense is so bad. And I'm not convinced that, Chicago's got enough pieces to really compete with this one. Chicago is a predominantly running team, and unfortunately Justin Fields is doing most of the running. He's running the ball and running around because he's not protected. Chicago was not good on third down. I think Tampa Bay was a little bit better on third down last week. I think that's what it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to who can execute better on third down efficiency and, who can control the clock. If Tampa Bay can control the clock a little bit better, then I think they're going to take a couple of possessions away from Chicago, and it should be an easy win for them. No, I don't see much coming out of Chicago Bears this game or really this year.
No, I'm on that. But Tampa Bay, yeah, I do believe you're going to win this game. And it's going to be good. Tampa, again, stand a chance of actually going into the playoffs because really the only competition is New Orleans. And Carr didn't make that a splash. They did all they did enough, won the game. They won, but still won the game. So if you're a Tampa Bay fan, you got a little hope left. So, Beth, where are you on this?
Yeah, this is a really weird game, and all the games that happen really within the first 5 weeks, it's very hard to differentiate.
Yep.
Like what's actually
yep.
going to happen. But what I'm seeing from both teams is basically no one really has some good film on Baker Mayfield right now. And I think he's going to get away with this again this week.
Right, get away
and
with it. Good way of putting it.
Let's see what happens after that week. But I think he squeaked away this victory. And I think this is going to be a higher offensive scoring game than what you think, because Justin Fields is still going to get his, however he does it. But I think Tampa Bay gets this one. But don't count the Bears out of the playoffs either, sort of stuff.
Oh, my Lord. I'm counting them out right now. I have
I've
no
got,
belief
I've
in the Bears whatsoever. No faith at all.
Well, another good thing about Mayfield is, you know, we're going to start getting some more commercials. So that's a good thing. And it will definitely help. It'll be in another uniform, but that's all right. You know, but, yeah, you're going Tampa, right, Seth?
Yes.
Yeah. Just Fields is, well, it's not just Fields. You know, you cannot put all
the
onus on just him.
Holy crap, they're terrible.
It's just everything. Their peanut vendors are awful. I mean, everything. Everybody's terrible. Now, I kind of like this next game. It has potential for a team to come back and show who they are. It also has a team to say, yeah, we weren't a fluke last year and or last week. So this is Baltimore in Cincinnati. Now, they're in Cincinnati. So I think, you know, I mean, Cincinnati, look, you can't blink with Baltimore. They're sneaky. They will take advantage of you if you give them the opportunity. In Cincinnati, you gave way too many opportunities last week. So do not do it this week if you want to win the game. So we'll see if they fixed their little problems. Seth, what are the numbers on this? Baltimore in Cincinnati.
The Baltimore Ravens are playing against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are actually giving away 3 points, and the over-under is 46.5.
Well, I'm picking Cincinnati because I want them to win. And I don't like Baltimore. But, I mean, Viper, I mean, this is kind of a well, it could end up being a really good game, and Baltimore could beat Cincinnati. I mean, whoever wins is going to have to earn it. Whoever wins this game, right? I mean.
You would think so. I mean, you know. The thing about Baltimore is, I mean, I'm not a big believer in Lamar Jackson. I mean, look at it. Look at his numbers last week, okay? 17 of 22 for 169 yards, 0 TDs, and 1 INT. Okay, that's the guy who just got a mega contract. Mega contract. And he was the leading rusher
on
top of it.
Hold on, Viper. You said 17 for 22 and how many yards?
169.
So do the math.
Passing.
Right. So how many yard routes is he really throwing? Right? Easy 5-10?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and how many of those are run after catch and so on? I mean, he's not throwing the deep ball. You know. And then along the Aaron Rodgers curse, I think DK Dobbins is out for the year. I think he blew out his Achilles. So one of the major running pieces is out. I'm not confident in their receiving core. You know, Beckham's best days are behind him. So who can really see Joe Burrow having two back-to-back crappy games? Raise your hand if you can see that, because I don't. I think Joe Burrow.
I can only give half a hand. I can give half a hand.
I can't see him having a crap week again. I can't see it. I'm going Bengals.
Yeah, good for you, because that's what I want. But no, you're right. It is. It would be difficult. It would be odd to see it. But the problem is, it could happen. All it takes is what if he's handing the ball off and his the guys can't. You know, everybody's got butterfingers. I noticed that a lot last week too. There were a lot of butterfingers, and I'm sure the coaches, if they really are committed to their job, probably instilled the importance of holding on to that football.
Well, if there's a lot of drops, I guess there's a lot of asterisk games, then isn't there?
Asterisks, yes, exactly.
Right, yeah, they always count for a lot.
Right,
and every game
that has drops is an asterisk game, in my opinion. Now, right?
What I'm saying, I'm just saying there were a lot of dropped balls. You know, the guys weren't holding on to the ball, and that right there, all it takes is one fumble, and the whole game could be completely over. And
oh,
you know,
and by the way, those Lamar Jackson numbers was against the Texans.
Yeah.
Okay. They weren't going against the Philadelphia defense. They weren't going against the San Francisco. They were going against the Texans defense. And he puts up a 169 and no TDs.
Well,
you just got suckered.
Well, didn't Baltimore have to give up a lot to give Jackson that big of a contract? I mean, didn't they lose some guys on defense? They had to make room. I mean, yeah. So
they had to free up some salary somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, they had to. I'm going Cincinnati. I know Brother X went Cincinnati. Seth, where are you on this?
If this game was in Baltimore, I would call Baltimore. But
wow. It's
in Cincinnati, so I'm going Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, let's all hope that Cincinnati turns it around at home, and you know, that crowd can be electric.
No, but if Cincinnati loses this game, Cincinnati is not making the playoffs this year.
No, it's going to be difficult for him to come back, and I might have to Elvis him. I'd be dead to me, and I don't want to do that. So, all right, next game. Now we got the Green Bay-Atlanta game, and I kind of like this game. I think this is extremely well matched. Both teams had a good outing last week. You know, I think this is an extremely well matched football game. They're playing in Atlanta. It used to be playing in Atlanta kind of hard. I mean, the Falcons used to play really good at home. Maybe they can get a little bit of that juice back. Who knows? Green Bay seems to think that they've got some juice with Love. So, hey, we're going to see a really good football game. What are the numbers on that, Seth? Green Bay and Atlanta.
The Green Bay Packers are playing against the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are giving away 1.5 points, and the over-under is 40.5.
Yep, so basically that's almost basically a pick-up, you know. I mean, I think
a pick-up.
I think we're going to see a really good, you know, you don't have to like either one of these teams, but I think you're going to see a really good football game because they're both well-matched. I mean, Viper, what do you got on it?
Oh, I agree. I think it's a pick-em. I think, you know, on one hand, I think the Bears game might have been the perfect warm-up for Jordan Love's, you know, debut starting tenure in Green Bay. I think the Bears' defense was exploited. I think he did his job that day. But it's also not a true test. And I think Green Bay is a very good football team. I think Atlanta is a greatly improved football team. And Bijan Robinson is the real deal. He is the real deal running the football. I'm telling you. He can catch the ball in the backfield. And he's going to take a ton of pressure off Desmond Ridder, who is, as he's proven in college, can manage a game. Desmond Ridder can manage a football game. He's a smart, high IQ quarterback. May not have the greatest arm in the world, but there's a guy named Jared Goff with those same kind of attributes that's got a top five offense. So if Desmond Ridder manages the ball and Bijan Robinson continues to do what he's doing and stays healthy, and they've got good wide receivers and they got a much improved defense, I think Atlanta has the edge, and they're playing at home. So I'm going to lean towards Atlanta. Green Bay could win this game, but I do agree with Vegas. It's kind of a pick 'em.
Yeah, I think it, you know, I might have to go Atlanta only because of the home field advantage. That electricity might just give them enough to give to get that one extra point that they need to win the game, get that energy going, and, you know, that last drive where you just need a field goal, you know, and the crowd is screaming. That might just be enough to get them down there. But I don't see a blowout. Seth, what do you got on this?
Actually, out of all this, I've talked to Bears fans. I've talked to Schroeder fans. I've talked to everybody in the AFC North or NFC North that have talked about these games. Everybody in the NFC North but Packers fans counting out the Packers. Packers are going to win this game.
Brother X with Green Bay hammered down. He really believes Green Bay is going to do it. He doesn't have any faith in Atlanta, and it looks like me and Viper are going to Atlanta. Of course, the number one and number two in the picks, we know. So, Indianapolis in Houston. This is another pick, but another one. I'm not interested. Just turn your televisions off now. Just turn it off. Indianapolis in Houston. Beth, I mean,
Indianapolis Colts versus the Houston Texans. The Texans are actually giving Colts 1 point, and the over-under is 39.5. This is a true pick'em.
Yeah, well, I'm almost thinking, you know, I want to go Houston, only I don't know why. I hate Houston. Indianapolis did not show a whole lot. They tried to, but they proved to not have much to show last week.
Was it Brother X that picked the Colts last week?
Yes,
I think
he did.
Was.
He was the only one. He was the only one that picked them. And he picked them again this week.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Cocaine's
a hell of a drug.
It must be. Oh, my God. But, no, he picked him again. Well, he hates Houston. He just won't pick Houston, period. It doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter who they're playing.
I'm Rick James.
Who's Rick James?
Five fingers.
I don't know what you guys are talking about,
Rick,
man.
You know, Rick James, the singer, man, Super Freak.
Oh, Super Freak. That song? Okay, yeah. Well,
boy, this is the crapper game of the week, isn't it?
Kinda. I mean, what do you do with it?
Okay, we got to... we got to call this our X-Lax Game of the Week. X-Lax, you need to sponsor this. X-Lax Game of the Week.
Unbelievable. Well, I mean, really, I mean, I was thinking about going with Houston, you know, but it's hard to pick them because if you do, they'll lose. Indianapolis didn't show anything. You know, their rookie quarterback, okay, you can't expect a lot. But could he actually do something in Houston? Because, you know, I mean, can the Indianapolis take advantage of how bad Houston is, even though Indianapolis, you know, they're not too far away from being almost kind of good. I know it's a completely new team, but and they got a new coach. They got everything new. It's, I mean, you can't make an argument for either one of these teams.
Well, I'm gonna have to switch my original vote. I'm gonna actually have to go with Indianapolis on this one. I wanted to go Houston, but I just read that C.J. Stroud, the rookie quarterback out of Ohio State, is questionable for the game this weekend with a right shoulder injury. And last time I checked, he throws with the right arm.
Well, I don't think it really much matters. I mean, both of these teams is going to have a sloppy outing.
It does. I mean, it does because if that's your guy and he won the quarterback battle, now you're going to number two and you weren't a very good team with your starter. I think I have with Indianapolis on this one.
Yeah, but let's be honest with both teams. If you're Indianapolis and you lose to Houston, even at Houston, you know this game is going to affect you later in the AFC playoff hunt. So you can never lose to Houston. That is one of the things that any team has to look at, period.
Yep.
Well,
I'm going Indianapolis on this one.
Yeah, what I was talking about, Viper, is it doesn't really matter who their quarterback is with Houston. They're not going to do much with them, and Indianapolis probably has just this much more than Houston, and that's all you really need because Houston doesn't have anything.
Right.
They got a draft pick who's now hurt. Okay, well, wow. So, Seth, we got to get on with this because I'm already bored with this game. Seth, you win Indianapolis too, right?
You have to because if Indianapolis loses this game, Indianapolis is not a playoff team contender in the AFC this year, period.
Well, I don't think they're going to be.
I don't think they are whether they win.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Even if they win, I don't think they are, but yeah.
Well, okay, now this next game, I really like this game. Kansas City has shown they don't like to play very well with teams that are named after cats. And they are playing Jacksonville in Jacksonville. Now, Jacksonville, you started off a little bit, a little funky, but you pulled it out. Kansas City, hopefully they've got their Butterfinger problem fixed. Kelsey is coming back to show them how it's done without dropping the ball. This is a great game for Kansas City to turn around and come back, but Jacksonville isn't the old Jacksonville team where they can just come in and get that win back. So they're going to have to earn it, and I think we're going to see a fun football game, and I think it might be kind of close. Seth, what are the numbers? What do they say?
The Kansas City Chiefs are coming into the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Jaguars are getting 3.5 points at home, and the over-under is 51.
So Kansas City favored by 3.5. Okay, well, that's still pretty tight. I think I was right with my assessment with Vegas. And, I mean, Viper, what do you think? I mean, I don't see a real blowout here. I mean, I see a good, hard-fought football game. Actually, I could almost call this one almost a pick'em too, if you really want to get wild with it.
Yeah, this game was extremely tough to call. But signing Chris Jones is going to help. Travis Kelce back in the lineup is going to help. And I personally think the Super Bowl champions, they got the bitch slap against the Lions that they needed to wake up from their championship hangover. And I almost think that if they had won last week, I would have picked Jacksonville for this game. But they lost last week, and they lost on the biggest audience probably in, I think it was, in Thursday Night Football history.
Yeah,
and they're
embarrassed. Crazy, right? It's something crazy. It's amazing. Like, you're getting close to Super Bowl numbers, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And they lost with those numbers, and I know they know that. And we all know, okay, the championship caliber that Patrick Mahomes is, the pride that organization takes, Andy Reid, all those players, they take pride in what they do. You can see that. And like I said, if they had won last week, I might have picked Jacksonville, but they lost. And that's a championship team. That's a championship franchise. They are not going to lose again. I think they're going to
pissed off. Team, pardon my French,
yep.
But it's just going to go out there and destroy. They're upset.
Okay, well,
let
me ask you guys this. Just say, for example, that Kansas City does end up losing this game. Let's say it's a heartbreaker by 1 point. It doesn't really matter if it's 1 or 100. It's still an L. You still lost.
A loss, yep.
Right. I still don't think that Kansas City's still going to win the division if they go 0-2. After 0-2, I don't see them going 0-3. If they do, I really don't see them going 0-4. And if they go 0-5, then I got to Elvis them. But
just look at last season what they did, and then
right,
come
they weren't
back
even supposed to be in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, dude, Kansas City Chiefs are one of the best teams in the AFC. Period, hands down. Does not matter.
Right.
Does not matter.
Bear with me here, Skeet. Everyone in the division except the Raiders lost last week. Everyone but the Raiders is 0-1. And the Raiders barely squeaked by Denver. I'm glad I got that right. But they barely did it. So looking at their division, you just said they won't win the – they could go 0-2 and still win their division. Because they can take two from Denver.
No, I know
they
will. They
can take two from Las Vegas. And they can split or take two from L.A., so I think they can still win the division.
No, Kansas City's winning their division. No, Kansas City's going to win the division. No, I already said that. What I meant was if they do go 0-2, they're still winning the division. Even if they go 0-3,
I thought you said they weren't.
I still think they're winning their division. No, no, no.
Probably.
No. Kansas City's going to win the division. But this game, this game that they lose. Now, do they have the drive to come back, and you're right, Viper, you make a good point. If they won last week, yeah, you could be very tempted to pick Jacksonville, you know, to knock them off their high horse, but they lost, so
right.
Now they're angry. But you don't know, but, you know, I mean, this is one of those, I just want to see a really good football game. I'm tempted to pick Jacksonville just because I sense an upset. But Kansas City, that was not intentional. Kansas City. That was a complete accident. I was a complete accident. I have a chronic broken left-handed tongue, and there's nothing I can do with it. But and I forgot what the hell we were talking about. But anyway, Kansas City. If you're going Kansas City, Brother X is Kansas City. Seth, where are you on this?
With Kansas City?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, no. At home, I have Jacksonville. And the reason I have Jacksonville is you have two quarterbacks that know each other very well, and they know you're the best quarterbacks in this league, and this other quarterback knows I'm playing at home, and you lost on the road, lost last week. I will put you out of your misery, and he will. Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm going Jacksonville just because I sense an upset. But we'll find out. I'm going to probably lose this pick, but that's fine. I'll give up. I'll give one or two up for the team. It don't matter. All right, now this next game. Now this better be a revenge game. This is Chargers, L.A. Chargers, in Tennessee. So, Chargers, they have got, look, Tennessee is not that good. And the Chargers have, well, they've got what they can do. They just need to do it. And Tennessee could beat them. Tennessee, you know, if Chargers are going to play like they've been playing, but I don't think so. I think Chargers are going to walk all over Tennessee. Seth, what does Vegas say?
The Los Angeles Chargers are playing against the Tennessee Titans. The Titans at home are getting 3 points, and the over-under is 45.
So you're saying the Chargers
are favored by 3.
Yeah, Chargers by 3.
Oh, okay.
According to Vegas.
There you go.
Well, Viper, I mean, this game could go a couple different directions. I mean, Chargers should come back and take this game, but Tennessee, I think, still has a couple of little sparks in them, and if Chargers aren't, if they're not paying attention, they're going to get burned. They're going to get shocked. The Chargers are going to get shocked. So, but if the Chargers do come out and, you know, they stick to their game plan, they should win. And I think that's why it's so low at 3. So what do you got on this, Viper?
Well, I do think the Chargers are, and we're going comparatively here. The Tennessee is based on defense, which is no shock when you consider Mike Vrabel's the coach. But Tannehill threw 3 interceptions, 0 TDs, and put up a blistering quarterback rating of 28.8. Now, I don't know if Vrabel's considering a quarterback change. Derrick Henry cannot run the ball enough.
Come on.
I'm not joking. That's the number, 28.8.
No, no.
And
28.8 is the quarterback rating. Seriously. I mean, when people talk about, like, less than 80, you really get people riled up. So, anyways, go ahead.
28 points. You get 30 points. Just for taking the snap from the center, so that's how bad Tannehill was. If you're going off comparisons last week to this week, I mean the Titans played the Saints, which is a decent defense, not a great team. It was obviously a defensive struggle. Both offenses were not great, but I think the Chargers are just present a little bit too much, and the Titans don't have enough juice on the offensive side of the ball to keep up with them. I can't go with the Titans, but defense is the ultimate equalizer. We don't know how good Tennessee is going to be defensively. But I think Justin Herbert with the ball in his hands, there's more magic that's going to happen there than's going to happen for Tennessee. I just think it's Chargers.
When you talk about the defense, this is a really weird thing. I listened to a very major organization that does stuff with Detroit sports, and there was this guy that called into the show that he really is a Seattle Seahawks fan. When he called in, he said, I kind of adapted to the lie downs for the last 5 years. He is seeing a change in the lie downs that he has never seen before in an organization, unless it was his, the Seattle Seahawks. You have a really good, good defense. Your team happens to be around. And you know what? The Detroit Lions right now have a really good defense, and you're going to see it. And it's going to be weird. No one's going to recognize it. And it's Jared Goff, the guy just to get you enough pass on. That's it.
So are you taking the Chargers or Tennessee?
Chargers.
Okay.
Okay. Somehow we got we strayed onto the Lions game, didn't we?
I'm with you, Seth. No, there is a complete resurgence with, you know, how many times have we said, oh, this team is different? No. I think it's real. I think this team is for absolute real. I may not put them in the Super Bowl this year, but I am going to give them one playoff win this year. And I think the crowd in Detroit picked up on they got a new team. They were sold out. Every game is sold out. They got sold out within like minutes. They're completely sold out. So
Amazon right now for blue ski masks for the Detroit Lions fans, they're sold out. You can't buy a blue ski mask on Amazon right now. It's so low.
That's insane. It's insane. C.J. Gardner-Johnson started that. It's insane how much it's caught on. It's like viral on steroids.
Well, know what? I really think that numbers, you know, they were the numbers for Thursday night. I really believe that people were tuning in to see the Lions. And I think that's really where they went. You know, so far it was more than like the numbers were ridiculous for how many people watched that game, and I think it's probably a good thing that Rodgers did go down. I mean, it gives him a chance, but who knows? Well, anyway, moving on to the next game. This one I kind of like because this is another redemption game. And this is Vegas in Buffalo. Now, Garoppolo didn't stink up the joint, and he's not going to do that. He's not going to be the flash. He's just going to, again, you know, he does whatever he needs to do. Hands the ball off, throws it up where he needs to do it. He stays out of the way. I don't know if Vegas has really that strong of a team to actually beat the real Buffalo Bills. But what are the real Buffalo Bills? We can't go by one game. But if they do the same thing they did last week, then we have a lot of questions. I mean, are they done? I mean, I can see the Kansas City Chiefs going 0-2 and coming back with no problem. I cannot see Buffalo going 0-2 and coming back the same way. That's what I'm saying. So, Seth, what do we got on this? Las Vegas in Buffalo.
The Las Vegas Raiders. I'm playing at the Cincinnati Bengals. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Buffalo Bills. And the Buffalo Bills are giving away 8.5 points and the over-under is 47.
Well, I think the Dallas game, Dallas and Jets, I think is like 8.5 too. I didn't know it was 8.5. Well, okay. Well, I think you have to go Buffalo because they do got, I mean, pound for pound, you set them side by side, they are the much better team. But they got to play, and that's the question. Viper, do you think Buffalo, you think they learned kind of a little bit of a lesson? Because they could play better football than they played last week.
I don't want to take anything away from the Jets. I do believe that Buffalo lost the game more than the Jets won it. But the Jets' defense is legit. I mean, they've got a good defense. And the defense kept them in the game so they could get themselves together on the offensive side of the ball. And then, of course, special teams on Buffalo is what cost them that game. I mean, Buffalo broke down in every facet of the game at some point, defensively, offensively, and special teams. That's why they lost. If they clean that up, they should have no problem with the Raiders.
Right.
I think the Raiders are a solid – I think they're a solid team, but I don't think, you know, top-to-bottom roster-wise, they're in the class of Buffalo, and I think that's why Buffalo's going to win. But, boy, I'll tell you, I rarely do this because I'm a coach, and so if anyone's sympathetic, I am. You got to start looking at the coaching staff for the Bills. You have to. I'm sorry. They've got all the talent in the world. They're not getting over the hump. They've had years. They've had a window now for about 3 years.
Right.
They should be over the hump.
Well,
they didn't have the time.
Who do you think,
I'm sorry. You got to start looking at the coaching staff.
I know, but this is what I want to ask. Who do you think – what would you do right now if this was your team to fix the coaching staff? Do you get rid of both coordinators or just one? Or what do you do to start? And who goes first? Who gets the axe first?
Well, it's tough because, you know, the Bills have been – they've had their staff pilfered a little bit, you know. I mean, you look at the Giants. Well, the Giants coach, Brian Daboll, I mean – he's the guy that helped turn that offense around. They lose him to the Giants. And, you know, Brian Daboll is a good offensive coordinator. Maybe he's not the best head coach, but he was part of the person that engineered that Bills offense. So Buffalo's lost some people, but at the end of the day, I mean, if you're going to make that change, you got to make it across the board, and you got to go out and find someone who's really good. And the problem with right now is I don't know who is that person to replace Sean McDermott. And I always say, unless you know you can find someone better, you kind of need to stick with what you got. And so I think the first step is to recognize there might need to be a change. The second step is who you going to. Is that person going to be better? And kind of move from there, but boy, I just feel like they're not very well coached for the talent that they have.
Yeah. So, Seth, what do you got?
Should I have anything?
What?
Well, who are you picking? Who are you picking?
Where should I be right now?
So you got Buffalo? All right, Seth, that's all right. We'll come back to you. Now this is the next game is Seattle in Detroit, and I do not have faith in Seattle. Brother X doesn't. And I know he doesn't. Lions are going to win.
Picking against
game?
Your homeboys.
I don't have a choice.
Your homeboys, Pete.
I know it's only 4.5 points. They got them favored, but I don't have a choice. Seattle did not show anything last week, and I'm really bummed because I love Metcalf. And this guy, I'm telling you, since he's come to Seattle, he never has a bad game. If Seattle is losing by 100, he's still catching balls. He's still making catches. He's still doing his job. And Metcalf has got to be completely frustrated. It's like, you know, I'm tired of coming out here and doing my job every friggin' week, and you guys, you don't do anything. He's got to be just out of his skin. And Seattle showed absolutely nothing. I mean, absolutely no drive, no gumption, no raison d'etre, if you will, no mission. They just showed up, said, here I am. I'm just frustrated. But no, Detroit is going to win this football game. Absolutely, hands down. Viper, what do you got on this? Again, it's 4.5. I don't know what the over-under is on it.
I'm surprised it's that low, I'll be honest with you. Over-under,
I thought it would be more than 4.5, too.
I thought it would be
47.
8.
I did, too.
I mean, obviously, we all picked Seattle last. See, we're all a little bit blown away by exactly how bad they were. And then you throw in the fact that they lose both starting tackles. One of them was questionable. One of them's definitely out. But it had to be probably the worst second half was the worst half of football. It had to be in franchise history. They were absolutely atrocious. I think they got 17 yards on offense in the second half. I mean, that is just unbelievable how bad they were. And the Rams' defense is still pretty good, but they're not like the Rams' defense
that
won the Super Bowl or whatever three 4 years ago. And then, you know, they lose on top of that. They lost they had both their tackles in the first half, and then they lose them in the second half. And so it only got worse after that because now Geno Smith, you know, can't throw the ball. They can't run the ball. And so they're really going in this game not only hamstrung, but also a little bit of a wake-up call that, hey, man, I think last year was a bit of a fluke, and maybe Geno Smith got his big payday, and maybe they overpaid him.
Hello? But no. I mean, I said that at the very beginning. He's a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
There's a reason why he's a backup quarterback, and you don't pay a backup quarterback $52 million a year. What the hell Seattle was thinking on that, I don't know. Not that I got an opinion on this matter or anything, but Jiminy Christmas,
Geno.
But he can do some things, but he's not the answer. He's not going to get you where you need to go. The Jets fired him because they gave him every opportunity. He came up with the Jets, and he sucked. And he was a backup ever since. He's been all over the place as a backup. And then Seattle says, oh, I'm going to bring him, give him the job. I'll give him $52 million guaranteed dollars next year for a backup? You didn't have that season last year. I mean, come on, man.
And then you're gonna protect that backup with a 41-year-old left tackle, Jason Peters. So I mean, he was applying for Social Security last week, wasn't he?
Oh, my God.
This guy's 40. He's 41 years old, and he's potentially facing 22, 23-year-old Aiden Hutchinson, a guy almost half his age. And he may have a lot of tricks in the book, being an all-pro and a veteran, but in his 20th season, come on. He started playing when Aiden Hutchinson was in diapers. And that offensive line, that defensive line in Detroit is freaking hungry. They are hungry. They got robbed last week by a lot of really bad officiating that was let go. And they still won. but they're hungry, and they got people that can sack the quarterback and get pressure. And then they got a great secondary now. We all saw what that secondary did to Kansas City. So, yeah, I'm talking about Seattle being really bad, and the Lions are really hungry at home. And you think Kansas City's going to be noisy? Ford Field is going to be insane. And
I'm telling you right now,
this could be
digits.
A blowout. Yeah,
exactly.
This could be a blowout easily by the half.
I see double digit, at least 10 points. At least 10 points, Fred. It was very generous of Vegas to do so. But
17 points. I see 17 at least at the end of the game.
I mean, it has a possibility of being absolutely disgusting. But Seattle also has a possibility. This is a thing. Here's the thing. And this is what I was talking to Brother X about. And he knows Seattle just as well as I do. There's ever a game where they're not supposed to win. That's the damn game that they win. Well, that's the same way with the old Detroit. But I'm still going Detroit because this is a new Detroit. This is a different team. I know we've said this a million times before. But you can sense it. You can feel it. And looking at Goff last week, the look in his eyes are so focused. I noticed it when they had the close-up camera when he's behind the center. And I'm like, man, this guy's eyes, you can just tell. He's like in a trance. He's like in his own world. Everything is going in slow motion. He is that focused. There's no way Detroit loses this football game. No way.
Nope.
So
nope.
Seth,
I'm gonna go on a limb, and I'm calling that my lock of the week. By the way,
I might have to do that too. Seth, you still with us? Well, he's going.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Yeah.
You're going Detroit, right?
He's going Seahawks.
Brother X went Seahawks.
It's dead.
Yeah. Brother X, he went Detroit, and then we were going down the list, and he said, nope, I'm changing my mind. I'm going Seattle. So I don't know what he was smoking, but I'm glad I didn't have any. No. Detroit,
gotta lay off the peyote.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he got that pick a few years ago. No one could believe it, picking Jacksonville over the Raiders, and that's when Jacksonville was horrible, and the Raiders were supposed to be,
they were
pretty good.
It was the Bills,
that's right. The Bills, that's right.
Yeah.
Not the Raiders. No, he picked the Raiders over the Bills. No, was it Jacksonville?
Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville, yeah. Prior to
Trevor Lawrence, yeah.
Yeah, that was a fluke. That was a weird whatever. But I don't think he's going to win this one. He's gonna lose a pick. All right, now next game. I really, really like this football game too. And San Francisco, I'm telling you, and I've been saying this, if they're healthy, you cannot beat them. They are the best team in the NFL if they're healthy. Well, they're playing the Rams. And the Rams, again, you're good, but I don't think you're that good. And I think I think San Francisco is going to beat you. The odds are now it was 8.5. Now it's at 7.5. I think we're going to see the real Rams come out. Tomorrow, and we're going to see them. They're going to be knocked down to earth where, you know, you didn't really beat Seattle. Seattle beat themselves. Seattle should be a better team than that. But even if Seattle is at their best, they're still not beating Detroit. It ain't happening. So, I got to go San Francisco on this all the way. Brother X went San Francisco. How do you see it, Viper? I mean, I don't see it being that close of a game, but does it have a possibility of coming down to a last-minute field goal?
I mean, it could. I mean, you never know because Matt Stafford, he's got the capability. He's got the arm talent to really put up some numbers when things are clicking, but You know, the 49ers, have, until that year when the Rams finally beat them on the way to the Super Bowl, the 49ers have kind of had the Rams' number. And I think the 49ers are a better football team than the Rams are right now. When they're equal, the Niners still have their number. So I got to go with the Niners on this one. I think they got a lot of things working in the right direction. They still have a better defense. Like I said, Rams' defense is still good, but it's not an elite top five anymore. And the 49ers are. I mean, they've got a lot of tools. I think they're the hands-on favorite to win the NFC this year, even though the Eagles look good. So I don't know. I think the 49ers have the most talent in this game. They're going to take this game.
Yeah, well, the only thing that's going to hurt Frisco is those injuries. But if they can they can keep themselves healthy, I don't know who's going to beat that team. I mean, their defense is a mess. Their offense is – I mean, their defense is just crazy. Their offense – I mean, Purdy is not a fluke. We saw that week one. That is not a fluke. He is – he's the real deal, and that offense is, well, they're just kicking. That whole team just next man up, and that culture. I think that's the new culture now, and it seems to be working. So let's hopefully they'll stay in. Seth, are you with us?
Yes.
You got San Francisco?
Yes, sir. You are correct, sir.
So you got San Francisco or the Rams?
Oh, no. To be honest, I had San Francisco.
All right. That's easy for you to say.
Where's the rim shot?
We don't have a rim shot. I got crickets. I got crowd laughter. We got.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
But,
that's awesome.
I'll have to get one. I got this. That's if I bomb on a joke, but.
You need to play that whenever we talk about Houston.
Yeah, Houston. Unbelievable. Well, the Giants in Arizona. Now, again, I'm not – this game is just soppy, soupy, gooey, ooey, chewy, just blech. I mean, this is like, you know, tuna casserole, you know, just blech. Let's see what the odds got on this. Well, no, I find it kind of funny that – nobody knew anything about Kyler Murray. Well, evidently he injured his knee, I guess, like a week before opening week, and nobody said anything. I read the stuff every day. I never saw any report on CBS or ESPN because nobody cares. Nobody cares if he got hurt. It's like, who cares? Well, they've got the Giants favored by 4, and I think that's about right. Neither one of these teams are good, and Dobbs, he replaced Murray. He had a bad day.
Oh,
he didn't look lost. He had no idea where he was at. So I think the Giants get their first and maybe only win of the season this year in Arizona. So I'm going the G-Man. What do you got on this game, Viper?
God, this game's hard. Jeez.
I know.
Believe it or not, Dobbs had a 78.8 QBR. A little bit shocking there. And Mills or Jones had a 32.4, slightly above Tannehill.
That's deceiving, though.
Yeah, they are. But the two INTs is what killed Jones. Dobbs managed the ball, no INTs, no touchdowns. I'm actually going to change my original pick. I was thinking Arizona at first because they were at home. I think Saquon Barkley is going to be the difference maker in this game. Two pretty bad teams. Saquon Barkley can win the game by himself in this one. I'm actually going to switch. I'm going to go with the Giants.
Well, the thing about Arizona is, Arizona likes to – they like to lose at home. They have a bad habit of losing at home, and they used to lose a lot with at home to Seattle. But Arizona just is – they got nothing. I mean, they really literally have – they've got nothing.
Yeah, they got nothing going for them.
Seth, you going G-Man?
The G-Man.
Yeah, he's going G-Man. All right, now this next game.
You know it. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
G-Man.
You're going.
Always.
Yeah, you're going G-Man.
Yes.
This next game. Now, I really, 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 this is going to be, I think the odds makers are going to be a little shocked here. This is the Jets in Dallas. Now, Dallas looked pretty good last week, but, you know, were they really, really? We're going to find out if the Jets are still really intact and they don't really need a superstar quarterback and let the rest of the team take over. We're going to find out if that's true or not. We're also going to find out if Dallas is really Dallas. And this is going to be a really, really good game. The odds makers have Dallas over Jets by 8.5. I could
Ooh.
See that. It might be a little high, but I could also kind of see this game being a little closer. They're playing in Dallas. So now Wilson has to, well, he's gotten the reins from Rodgers last week, but that was last week. You know, you're at home, blah, 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 blah. Now you're in Dallas. That's hostile territory. And if the kid can keep his composure and just stay out of the way, I think we have a competitive football game. But if that offense unravels just the slightest bit, that Dallas defense will eat them up. So, Viper, what's your take on this?
Well, I think Dallas is I think they're the real deal. I think they've got balance on both sides of the football. Even without Ezekiel Elliott, I think Tony Pollard's doing a great job for them running the ball. Very effective runner, averaged 5 per carry last week, 70 yards total on 14 rushes. Prescott managed and handled the ball, didn't hurt him, didn't help him, but he's got great targets. He's got CeeDee Lamb. He's got Brandon Cooks. I mean, he's got good weapons around him, and I think the Dallas defense, unlike 3 years ago, they've really shored up. I mean, they are really solid defensively. And honestly, right now, I think they're a little bit better coached than the Bills are. And now you've got a week of preparation, not for an Aaron Rodgers offense, but now you got a week of preparation for a Zach Wilson offense. So I think Dallas is going to pull this game out. I think it's going to be closer. I'm not sure they cover the spread, but I do think they win the football game. They may cover the spread, but I think that's discrediting the Jets defense a little bit.
Yeah, I think it might be a little hard to cover that spread, but it also could be easy. They don't have any. Yeah, I just don't think they have any faith in Wilson at all. I think they think because Rodgers is out that the whole team is just going to fall apart. I think that's the case. I'm hoping it's not the case. The way I saw him play last week, I don't think is the case. But we'll have to find out. I'd like to see – I think we're going to see a pretty good football game here. And Dallas ain't going to just walk in and take it. They're going to have to earn it. So we'll find out.
Well, the Jets have proven you got to earn it. I mean, you got to earn it against the Jets. And last week, Buffalo didn't.
Yeah. I mean, all these teams – you got to take every game. I don't care who they are, even in Arizona. you got to take every team serious because you, like I said, you blink and they'll take advantage of you, you know?
Yep.
So, Seth, you got Dallas or you got the Jets? J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Okay. Yeah, Seth, you got the Jets. You got the Jets. The next game, Washington in Denver. I kind of like this football game, too, only because I want to see Russell Wilson go down, and I want to see Stidham come up. Washington, Denver is actually giving 3 points to Washington. But I think this is going to be a good football game. Washington is the kind of team that they know they're the worst, but they don't care, and they just go out and play. And they play to win. And they don't care that they don't have enough to do it, but they still play. And that's what I like about this team. And I don't know. I think they're only giving 3 points making it a 3 point simply because of Wilson, but you're banking on the old Wilson. The new Wilson's a different Wilson, and he's been this way for the last six years.
Yep.
So, I mean,
yeah, and I agree with that totally. I totally agree.
But I mean, I think this is going to be a good game. I'm really leaning Washington on this. I don't think Denver is just, they're not, they got problems up and down. And Peyton, I don't care how good of a coach, and like you were talking about with Belichick, and you're right. I don't care how good of a coach you got if you ain't got guys that can do the job. I mean.
Well, and I think this game's going to be a tight game. It's going to be a defensive struggle. And honestly, you know, Sam Howell didn't lose the game last week for the Commanders, but he really didn't go out and win it. And that Denver defense is still pretty legit. It's a really top to bottom. It's actually one of the better defenses in the league. They lost a lot of games last year because their offense couldn't score, but all the games were low scoring because the defense is that good. And I think Sam Howell's going to be in over his head against that defense. I think that, you know, Sean Payton's got to be concerned about the lack of explosiveness in his offense, having a quarterback like Wilson. But I think Sean Payton is smart enough to learn a lot from the first week and relay that to his players and prepare for that next game. Washington's defense is good, too. Don't get me wrong. Ron Rivera is one of the best there is. But I think the Denver defense is better. I think Denver's got more potential to explode offensively that side of the ball. I think Denver's going to pull it out. It's going to be tight, but it's going to be a defensive struggle that Denver wins.
Yeah, well, you know, Denver, Russell Wilson did not have that bad of a game. He wasn't lights out.
Not great, not bad. Yeah, yeah.
Right. But he wasn't like we saw him last year where he was having all kinds of problems. Maybe
right.
Peyton worked some of that out, but still, he's older now. You need to realize this is like his 15th year. And I was talking to Brother X, and I didn't want to jinx him, but I was saying, you know, he's never been injured. And, you know, I hate to, you know, knock on wood, I didn't mean to jinx him. I don't want to jinx him. I don't like him, but I don't want to jinx him. But, I mean, if he does go down, I think that's when – I really do believe Stidham is going to be – you know, you're going to go a lot farther with Stidham than you are with Wilson. But, you know, I think they – anyway, it's going to be a good game. You're going to go Denver. Brother X went Denver. Matter of fact, Brother X is on the line right now. So let's see where he's at. Brother X, can you hear us? Welcome aboard.
I got you. Hey, fellas. How are you?
Okay, we're talking about the Denver game.
Where's Lou?
Lou was on for a little bit. He came on for a little bit and then hung up. I was listening to his show earlier. He was on, and I was getting ready to bring him on, and then he went away. So he was just listening. And they were doing the same picks that we were doing. So, Seth, I don't know if you're with us, but we'll put you down for, who do you think, Viper, Washington or Denver?
He hates Denver, doesn't he?
Yeah, we'll put him with me, Washington.
I think he hates Denver.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
All right, Brother X loves Miami. It's his new team. And he teased me when I say watching him.
I'm just watching them. I think they're in the.
You're in love.
I'm just watching.
Yeah, you.
Miami.
Favorite team
ever. Bringing the heat.
Well, look, I do think I don't know what. Again, we've tried to analyze what's going on in New England. Who knows? Could be this. Could be that. But Miami right now, and like Brother X is saying, Hill is just, you know, he's unstoppable once he gets going. But they do have this game. It's kind of interesting. It's only 2.5. Miami is given 2.5 to Patriots. So maybe they got a little more faith in New England this week. But if Miami plays like they did last week, I don't know. New England.
Oof. I'm telling you, I think Belichick has lost it. He doesn't have the love for the game anymore.
Well, I just think he doesn't have he can't, you know, discipline the players. Like, he can't give them bus tickets home because he doesn't have anybody else to replace him. If he had the replacements like he used to have, yeah, you did the wrong thing. You lost your job. Next man up. But I don't think he's got the I don't think he's got the surplus in the coffers. I think that's what it,
I don't think he's got the desire anymore. I think it's over. It's not his life anymore. I think he, I don't know, maybe became a grandfather for the 52nd time or something. I don't know. But he just doesn't seem to want it. That was his life for, at least 10 years?
More like 40 years.
Well,
40 years.
But that was his entire thing with the Patriots. That was it. That was all he did. I think he's lost it. He's not coaching the way he did. I'm sure he's still wondering. The guy's got plays that nobody will ever think of again. But I think he's lost.
Well,
you've
also got. Well, I think you've also got these guys to execute. And see that trend, you know, coming up, maybe coming up a little too early. I don't know. But, you know, you got to execute the play. And that's what we don't
see. Coaching. That goes with coaching.
I think that's
the Patriots' problem.
Anyway, we got to get going on this. Viper, what's your take on the Miami, New England? I'm still undecided.
I'm actually going to favor New England simply because it's in New England. I'll be honest with you. I'm surprised that New England was that close to beating the Eagles. I mean, that told me a lot. That team is improving. I mean, in my opinion, talent for talent, there's no way that game should have been close with Philadelphia. So something tells me there's something going on in New England. I still think Belichick has enough to fool Tua Tagovailoa. I think that defense is going to slow down Miami, and it's going to be at home. I think it's going to be a New England win. It's going to be close, but I think New England squeaks that game out.
Well, I'm glad you said that because that's what I wanted to see. I want to see New England beat Miami. In Miami, if they get going, it's going to be a long day in Foxborough, but I'm going to go to England and try to give them a little, you know, positive energy their way. This next game, this is New Orleans in Carolina. Yuckity yuck, but I got to go New Orleans, Carolina. New Orleans is favored by 3. They're giving 3 points to Carolina. I have no faith in Carolina whatsoever. New Orleans, you barely won that game last week, and you're barely going to win the game this week. I think you're going to pull out a 1-pointer, maybe 2-pointer. But, you know, this is one of those games. This, 2 Monday night games. This is the Monday night game. Miami and New England game is the Sunday night game, which I think that's a great Sunday night game. New Orleans and Carolina is the first Monday night game. It's at 7:15, and then the next game starts at 8:15. So there's going to be 2 games going on simultaneously. So I'm hoping that the red zone is going to be on because, you know, they're doing 2 games at once. I don't know, but they are. So the first one, New Orleans and Carolina. Again, New Orleans covered by Brother X went to New Orleans. I'm going to New Orleans. Viper, what's your take on this?
It's a tough game. I mean,
yeah,
I believe I'm going to New Orleans. What was that?
No, I said you're right.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm going to New Orleans simply because, you know, they gutted out a really tough win last week, and, you know, I'm starting to not be a big believer in Frank Reich. I think Bryce Young, the kid from Alabama, he's still figuring it out. 1 TD, 2 interceptions last week. They got a good running game. You know, Miles Sanders can still run the ball. But I think Derek Carr is a better quarterback. I don't know if they're getting Kamara back this week for New England, for New Orleans. But they got a good, nice young receiving core, Chris Olave from Ohio State. I mean, they've got some players, and I think the Saints are a little bit better put together, and Carolina is shaping up for another lottery pick. You know, they're shaping up for another top 5 pick if they keep going down this road.
Yeah. And we'll put Seth in New Orleans. Now, this game, this is the second Monday night game. This is Cleveland in Pittsburgh. Their ex went Pittsburgh. I think I'm they're coming up Pittsburgh. I don't think Cleveland's all that. Yeah, one last week. That was Cincinnati. But they got Cleveland favored by 2.5 over Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh, well, didn't really show up last week, but I think that was week 1. They're a better team. Yeah, I got to give the edge to Pittsburgh guys, and they're at home. Brother X, you're not going to change your pick.
No, I'm not. Pittsburgh's better than they played last week. The Browns, I just don't have that faith. Okay, they played all right. They did, and Cincinnati didn't come to the game. They stayed down south in Cincinnati. So that game was wrong in my eyes. I don't believe the Browns. I think they outperformed themselves more or overachieved, and Cincinnati just didn't show up.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh, like you said, I think Pittsburgh was their team. Then showed up last week. Viper, you picked Cleveland. You saw. Yeah. You picked Cleveland. You saw that game, and you did warn us.
No, but good for you, Viper. That's right. I meant to congratulate you on that one. That was I'd have never done that, but hey, we all have our hunches, and good for you.
Well, do you have enough to go this week?
I am picking Cleveland over Pittsburgh this week, and I'll tell you why. I think Cleveland's on the defensive side of the ball is legit. I really do. I think they're legit. I think Kenny Pickett still has a ways to go in running that offense. It's going to be definitely a defensive struggle in this game. I don't see any team racking up huge offensive numbers, but if any team is going to get back on track offensively, it's going to be Cleveland. I mean, they've established they can run the ball with Nick Chubb. That's going to open up play action for Watson, and that's going to equal trouble for the Steelers' defense. And they've got not a great receiving core, but they got a good one. You know, they got Amari Cooper. They've got
Cooper out.
Excuse me. Oh, is he? Amari Cooper's out. Oh, they got Elijah Moore. They've got good tight ends, but you know, I just honestly think that Cleveland's a little bit better put together right now, and they can win these games early in an ugly way, running the football, controlling the clock. Miles Garrett is still a nightmare for any offensive lineman. So I think from a matchup, I don't think Cleveland's, don't get me wrong, I don't think they're a great team. But I think they matched up well last week, and I think they're going to match up well again this week. And I think they're going to take the Steelers down in Pittsburgh. It's going to create a lot of excitement for the Browns, but it's way too early to call them a playoff contender. I just think they're fortunate to draw favorable games in 1 and 2, and they have the right style of play for this part of the season. Like I said last week, if this was game 5, I don't think Cleveland beats Cincinnati. But because it was game 1, because now it's game 2, Pittsburgh's coming off a pretty good thrashing. Kenny Pickett has got to be questioning his confidence. The staff has got to be questioning his confidence. I think it's a perfect storm against Pittsburgh.
Well, let me ask you this. If Pittsburgh, which it sounds like to you, is going to go 0-2, now, can... This will be the first season then if Pittsburgh does not have a winning season. If Pittsburgh goes 0-2, do you think they still have enough to at least pull out a winning season? They'd have to go 9-7. No, 9-8.
Well, let me look at their – well, when you look at their schedule, I never thought they were going to beat San Francisco. I think they can beat Cleveland later on if they improve. Like they can split with Cleveland. Las Vegas is the following week, so that'll be Seth's worst nightmare, Pittsburgh versus Vegas. They can beat Houston. I think they can beat Baltimore. They can beat Tennessee. They can beat Green Bay. They can beat Arizona. They can beat Indianapolis. They can beat Seattle. They could split with Cincinnati if they got better. Yeah, I think they can still recover. I think they can still be above 500, but they've got to improve, and Kenny Pickett has to improve more than anybody.
I am just kind of torn on this game. I know Brother X was hammered down with Pittsburgh. I want to see Pittsburgh come back and beat Cleveland, but. But you did pick that was – if I pick Cleveland, I know Pittsburgh's going to win if I pick Cleveland. I know – so I'm just going to pick. I'll pick Pitt. That's hard to say.
Yeah, that means I'm going to win. Thanks, Pete.
Well, I gave that to you. There's another one. We're only a couple of them off. Where did we differ? I went Washington. You went Denver. I went Jacksonville, you went Kansas City, and again, Kansas City should win the game. They should win it. It's hard to see them go 0-2, though. Well, I always take the long shots anyway. Well, that's about really it. We got 2 minutes left. We do got a few people in the chat room. I want to thank you very much for contributing. If you got your picks, all you got to do is just chat in there. I do see it. And Lou was on for a little while, but he went back to his show. But other than that, does anybody want to change their picks? Anybody got a question?
By the way, Skeet, in case you want to, Kenny Pickett took 5 sacks last week. Now, granted, that's the San Francisco defense, but the pass rush for Cleveland ain't jello either. So I think they got some protection problems in Pittsburgh too. So anyway, I'm not changing anything. I feel good about it. Anyone else?
I think you just convinced me. I'm going to change my pick back to the Browns, and I know it's going to haunt me.
Don't do it.
Because I know Pittsburgh's going to win this.
Go with your gut, man.
My gut has a lot of agita, so I can't tell if it's
Could
what it really
it.
Is.
You'll be fine.
Well, we're going to have a good week. It's going to be an exciting week. Dallas and Jets, I think, is going to be a fun game. There's going to be a lot of good, fun games. San Francisco and the Rams. It is going to be fun. I hate to say it, but it is going to be fun to see Seattle get murderated in Detroit. Brother Rex, you want to get your pick?
31-17, Detroit Lions.
So, Brother X, you wanna change your pick real quick? We only got 90 seconds.
I took Lions, didn't I?
No, you went Seattle. You changed
it. Yeah, he did.
Don't you remember? You switched it.
No, I don't think I did.
You did because I got it scratched out. I'm looking at my notepad right here. So you want to go back
and switch it now? Then
I guess I want to change it because I'm pretty sure I went Lions.
You did, and then you switched it and. You went to Seattle.
Maybe you switched me,
I keep
just
notes.
To screw with me.
No, I keep meticulous notes and records. So, but anyway, I put you back down to Detroit, and that's going to be. I can't wait for that game. I'm really looking forward. I'm on the Detroit bandwagon, man. I'm on the Lion bandwagon.
Hey,
I have been
for
many years.
I'm not riding their wagon, but I'm. Certainly can't jump on Seattle's yet. So,
I've lost a lot of weeks because I've been picking Detroit for many years. So this year they're going to do it. I feel it. So, well, anyway, thank you, Duck, Northwest Media. Thanks for being in the chat room. Thanks, Lou. Thank you, Viper. Thanks, Brother X, for calling in. Thank you, Seth. And we will see everybody back here next week, 6 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.
Hey, Andy.